بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, last night we spoke of the third characteristic and quality of the muttaqin, and that was وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They voluntarily spend over and above the obligatory spending. They voluntarily spend in the way of Allah from that which we have given them and that which we have provided them with. Now, in Surah Al-Baqarah, at a much later stage, we find in the third juz of the Quran, there's an entire section that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated towards voluntary spending. And I'd like to share with you one or two of those verses pertaining to the topic of spending generously for the sake of Allah. Look, this is the month of muasat, the month of sympathy, the month of expressing care and love and affection for others. It's a month wherein we share what we have with others to a greater extent, more than we would do any other time of the year. Sahaba explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his generosity in the month of Ramadan, they explain it kariḥ al-mursala. Kariḥ al-mursala refers to the wind that is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that carries the rain clouds. They said that is how his generosity was. Subhanallah, those winds are indiscriminate. Right, indiscriminately those winds, they benefit everyone, and the rain that comes down from there benefits everybody. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was just flowing with generosity during the month of Ramadan. The ayah that I referred to, or ayat, verses that I had referred to from the third juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a parable of the one who spends from the one wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or given her, generously, voluntary spending. Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example and the similitude of the one who voluntarily spends from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him or has given her, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah. In the way of Allah refers to every such avenue where one spends for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. A person goes out in the way of Allah, there are expenses that are incurred, that is spending in the way of Allah. A person performs Hajj, that is the way of Allah. A person performs an Umrah, that is fi sabilillah, that is the way of Allah. A person spends on his relatives, a person spends on orphans, a person spends on widows, a person spends towards any charitable cause, that is all fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says the example of that person, or the example of that charity that he gives out, fi sabilillah, kamathali habba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's like one single grain. It's like a grain. Allah compares that person who is giving charity to a farmer, to a laborer, and we'll understand why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's like one grain that is planted into the soil when you give that sadaqah. أَمْبَثَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْدُولَةٍ مِيَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah says that one grain, that one seed, from that one grain comes out seven stems. Seven stems from one grain. And each stem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has on it seven spikes of corn, or seven ears of corn. So from one grain, you have seven stems. On each stem, you have seven ears of corn or seven spikes of corn. Fi kulli sumbula, in every spike of corn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mi'atu habba. There are 100 grains. For one grain, how much did he get in return? 700. One grain, 700 in return. Subhanallah, maximum returns. Can we ever find an investment better than this investment? One rand, that means for one rand that you spend in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 700 rewards in return. Allah multiplies it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. And that is the returns that you get. And Allah says that is the minimum. Wallahu yudaif. Allah can multiply it as how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Wallahu yudaif liman yasha. For whomsoever Allah wishes. Wallahu wasi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely vast, and Allah is alimun. Allah is knowledgeable. Allah knows, fully aware of how you spend, when you spend, and on who you spend. It's in Allah's knowledge. Now, when we look at the similitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compared the one who gives charity to a farmer. There's a subtle indication there, cultivating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hints towards the conditions that must be met and the conditions that must be fulfilled when one gives charity and when one spends of his or her wealth for the sake of Allah. What are the conditions? Let us go back to the similitude. Firstly, when it comes to the farmer, he must ensure that the grain that he uses is good grain. Right? It's a good seed. It's good grain. So the charity that you give, the wealth that you give, that is the seed that you are planting. You plant that which is pure. You give that which is pure. You give that which is halal. You give that which is good, not that which is of an inferior quality, that which is of a superior quality. If the farmer were to plant a grain or a seed that was of an inferior quality, he won't get the type of produce he is expecting. So the charity that you give must be good, like the seed that is planted. It must be of a superior quality. Number two, the farmer is well conversant with the art of farming. The farmer, he must have the knowledge, and he must be well conversant. He must be well versed when it comes with the art of farming. The same with the person giving charity. He must have the right intention. His intentions must be good. His intentions must be pure. The third condition is the farmer, when he plants the seed, he looks for the right type of soil. The soil that will produce the positive and yield positive returns. The same with the person who is giving charity in the way of Allah. You spend in the right avenue. You look for the most deserving person. You look for somebody who you know will spend that wealth in a way pleasing to Allah, and who will in return make dua for you. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best charity that you can give is towards a relative of yours, a needy relative in your family. Why? Because there you are receiving double the reward. One is you are receiving the reward for charity, and number two, you are receiving the reward for maintaining good relations and a good relationship with that certain relative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.